Asia.
Sino-Pakistani relations. Stormy weather. Pakistan rolls out the red carpet for China's prime minister.
The suicide bomber's video message is chilling and direct. China, your interests are not welcome here. Your investments will be burned. Your investments will not be safe, he warns. On October 6th, he struck, ramming an explosives-filled pickup truck into a convoy of Chinese workers outside the airport in Karachi. Two Chinese nationals were killed. The attack was claimed by the Baloch Liberation Army, a separatist group fighting the Pakistani state and, increasingly, Chinese interests in Pakistan. The timing is as clear as the bomber's message. On October 14th, Li Qiang, China's prime minister, arrived in Islamabad, the federal capital, for a heads-of-government summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Mr. Li is the highest-ranking Chinese official to visit Pakistan since President Xi Jinping in 2015. That visit formally launched the $62 billion China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC, a series of infrastructure and energy projects. Mr. Li visits in very different circumstances. Pakistan's government is desperate to impress. A 21-gun salute and a red carpet welcome met him at the airport, and desperate to keep the peace. Islamabad went into lockdown. A 3-day local holiday was declared. Army and paramilitary troops patrolled the streets of the capital. Because of the security risk, the movements of Chinese citizens within Pakistan were curbed during the summit. China is in the crosshairs of Pakistani militants for two reasons. Baloch separatists have been waging a low-level insurgency against the Pakistani armed forces since 2004. They, like the Karachi bomber, believe Chinese investments extract wealth. The conversion of Gwadar, a small fishing town, into a deep-water port under CPEC attracts particular separatist ire. On October 14th, Mr. Li inaugurated a $230 million international airport in Gwadar virtually from Islamabad, some 1,400 kilometres away. The start of operations at the airport was delayed after militants killed 70 in attacks across Balochistan on August 26th. Islamist militants, angered by China's treatment of Uyghurs, are the other threat. In March, 5 Chinese engineers were killed in a suicide bombing near a hydropower project. Pakistan's government blamed the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, the Pakistani branch of the Taliban, and arrested 11 of its members. The financial side of the relationship is also under strain. Chinese power plants have added 8 gigawatts to the electricity grid in Pakistan, but at a steep cost. Pakistan owes China some $1.9 billion in unpaid dues and $16 billion in loans that it is trying unsuccessfully to renegotiate. The logjam has stalled the next phase of CPEC. However, in September, Pakistan landed a new 37-month, $7 billion deal with the IMF after China helped roll over $12 billion in credit to Pakistan. Saudi Arabia and the UAE also chipped in. China is absolutely clear about the strategic importance of Pakistan to balance India, says Asfandiar Mir, an analyst at the United States Institute of Peace, a think tank in Washington. Mr. Mir also senses a shifting centre of gravity to more military matters in the relationship. Evidence for that abounds, from cooperation on building submarines to tanks to fighter jets. Also in September, America announced new sanctions against Pakistani and Chinese entities involved in ballistic missile technology, the 6th round of sanctions since November 2021. The Pak-China relationship is multifaceted. It will survive, says Mushahid Hussain, chairman of the Pakistan-China Institute, an Islamabad-based think tank. But he notes that the Chinese are hopping mad and thinks they are pushing hard for new security measures, including deploying Chinese security inside Pakistan. That has been resisted in the past. It could just offer militants more targets.